We continue this afternoon in our journey through Pirkei Avos. We find ourselves still in Perek Aleph Mishnah, the first chapter, the fifth Mishnah. We started yesterday, Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim. Yossi ben Yochanan of some Yushalayim said as follows, Yebeischa pasuach lirvacha, so we spoke about this, your home should be open to pedestrian traffic. That was the topic of yesterday's shir. V'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha, and allow the poor to be the members of your household. Fascinating idea. So on a basic level, we would think that Yossi ben Yochanan is telling us that although it's beautiful to have a home that is filled with hachnasas archam, a home that is filled with hospitality, and a home that is open to all, often in life, at least on a social or hachnasas archam level, we often gravitate to people like us, people who look like us, people who practice like us, people who live like us. And so on a basic level, perhaps Yossi ben Yochanan is telling us that when opening your home, can't just be to people who are mirror images of you, not just to people who are like you, but even aniyim, even the poor. And poverty can manifest itself in a variety of different ways. Some people are financially poor. Some people are spiritually poor. Some people are intellectually poor. Some people are socially poor. People are poor in all different kinds of ways. And although sometimes it's uncomfortable to be around poverty in any of its different manifestations or forms, nevertheless, you aniyim b'nei beisecha, have the kind of home that is open to all kinds of people, not just people who are like you. But I'll share with you two additional ideas. Interestingly enough, the Bartanura says, this is quite fascinating, v'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha, allow the poor to be members of your household, writes the Bartanura, v'lo yikne avadim l'shamsham, do not purchase servants to serve you, mutov shiyehenu yisrael minachasov, v'lo zera kinana ar. So this is incredible. The Bartanura says, v'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha doesn't mean extend your hospitality to the poor. It doesn't mean give the poor a seat at your table. It means allow the poor to be counted as members of your household. What does that mean? Employ poor people. That instead of looking for help, be it domestic or other type of help, outside of your own nation, v'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha. Give the ani, give the pauper a position in your home. If you're looking for help, you're looking to fill a position, you're looking for your business, ultimately again, give to your own poor, take care of your own people, and don't automatically give out those opportunities to others. So it's fascinating. So the Bartanura says something really amazing. The Bartanura says that as important as it is to give tzedakah, as important as it is to be hospitable, and as important as it is to be charitable, but there's something even more profound, which is give a person support with dignity. And how do you support a person with dignity? Give them a job, give them an opportunity, give them employment. V'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha. Allow the poor to become members of your household, meaning allow the poor to earn a parnasa. If you have an option, you have an opportunity for them, allow them to earn a livelihood with you. And it's really quite amazing because according to this approach, Yossi ben Yochanan is teaching us an incredible sensitivity. You know, there is a mitzvah of tzedakah, and there's a mitzvah of hospitality, and there's a mitzvah of being charitable. But at the end of the day, anyone who's ever been on the receiving end of charity or hospitality, I don't mean you have your friends over for a Shabbos meal. I mean hospitality that stems from a certain sense of need. It's humbling. It's humbling. And it could really take its toll on a person's self-worth. And it could begin to erode a person's sense of self. And therefore, Yossi ben Yochanan says something amazing. Yibisra pasuach lirvacha. Yes, be hospitable. Be charitable. Give to anyone and everyone who needs. But there's something even better than hachnasas archim. Aye, what's better than hachnasas archim? What's better than hospitality? Give someone a job. Give someone a job. Now the truth is you think to yourself, okay, that's beautiful. What an idea. I don't have my own business. Right? Then I don't have a household staff. So I don't have any jobs to give out. So how does this apply to me? So the lesson is so profound that it applies to all of us, which is sometimes when we help people, we do so in a way that gives them what they need, but it robs them of their dignity. How many times does it happen that you help someone so materially you've filled their void, but emotionally they feel ruined? Emotionally, they feel trampled upon. emotionally they feel so inferior and so just like a nothing. And in fact, the Tosfos Yontiv says something amazing. The Tosfos Yontiv writes, piggybacking on this idea, V'yaniyim b'nei b'secha, kibbalas ha'aniyim b'chavid b'sever panim yafos. When accepting the poor into your home, accept them with honor and with a smiling and beautiful, happy countenance. She'argishu atzmam kilu hei b'nei b'secha. In order that the poor should feel like they're members of your family. So Tosfos Yontiv takes a little bit of a different approach. He says, no. It's referring to hachlanas hazarchim. It's referring to hospitality. It's referring to allow the poor to come into your home. But don't make the poor person feel like a chesed project. Don't make the poor person feel like, you know what? You have nothing to eat. Come to my house. You have no money. I'll help take care of you. You have nothing. I have plenty. Please allow me to go ahead and do something magnanimous for you. Don't do that. Because although you may give someone something materially, you have robbed and deprived them emotionally. So an interesting machlokas, an interesting dispute here between the Bar Tunura and Tosfos Yontiv. So the Tosfos, working backwards, the Tosfos Yontiv says, no, it's this statement, V'yaniyim b'nei b'secha, allow the poor to be members of your household, is a continuation of the previous statement. Yosi ben Yochanan says, number one, Ye beischa pasuach l'rvacha, keep your home open. Like we saw in yesterday, the Bar Tunura said, open on all four sides. Hospitality, achnasas archim, everyone has a place. V'yaniyim b'nei b'secha. But take extra special care how you deal with the poor. Because sometimes you can help a poor person with their material need, but make them feel so inadequate. Make them feel so inferior. V'yaniyim b'nei b'secha. If you're going to have poor people in your house, make sure they don't feel like poor people. Make sure they don't feel like charity cases. Make sure the poor feel like members of your household. The Bar Tunura, it's not talking about achnas hazarchim. It's talking about giving them a job. Giving them a job. If you employ a household staff, right? You have a business and you have job openings, give it to the poor. Because even better than the charity that you can give to an individual, ultimately is what? Is the livelihood, the parnas you can give to someone. But the common denominator between the Tosfos Yontiv and the Bar Tunura is that in life, it's not just about what you do, but it's how you do it. You know, the tzedakah, charity, is the paradigmatic example of this. You could throw a wad of $100 bills at a pauper, and you could throw it and knock him in the head. You say, here, honey, here, pauper, go. There could be $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 in it. But when you throw the wad of bills at him, and you make him feel like a nothing, you've undone everything. There's no longer tzedakah. That is no longer a worthwhile or meaningful act in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you robbed someone of their dignity. But I gave them $5,000. I gave them a lot of $100 bills. Incredible. It's very nice. But in life, it's not just about what you do. It's how you do it. A person can be charitable and yet fundamentally destroy a person. A person can be hospitable yet make a person feel like a charity case. Mishnah sense that Yossi ben Yochanan teaches us that take care of the poor, but more important than what you give them is how you give it to them. Give them a job, allow them to be independent. Or if they're going to have to subsist on your kindness, on your hospitality, on your charity, don't make them feel like it's a tzedakah case, but make them feel like a member of your household. And how important is this in general? So many times in our Yiddishkeit, sometimes, unfortunately, we focus on checking the boxes, right? I have a mitzvah, I have an obligation, check. I do what I have to do, check. Right? I have an obligation to my family, check. In life, it's not just about what you do, but it's how you do it. That is true in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's certainly true in our relationship with one another as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.